Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At AM 750 WSB, it's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from the Bojangles studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside, presented by Works Tools. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. Yes, indeed. What a great weekend coming up. It's going to be cold and wet and raining and icy. I don't care. Do you care? I don't care. Enjoy the outdoors somehow, even if you don't do anything but watch O'Neill Outside on television. What do you think of that? Was that a good lead-in?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
Woman
good.
Williams is with us this morning, indeed. So in the second hour of the show, and we have a lot of things to do. It's my pleasure to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside. This week we are at Cajun Vista Lodge on the Gulf Coast, fishing there with my good friend Tophiel Bourgeois. There's about 20 of us there for that trip. His name is Theophile Jean-Antoine Bourgeois III, and it's one of your destinations that you should put on the so-called bucket list, Cajun Vista Lodge. So we have the Medal of Honor tribute. We have to give away a Southern Grind knife coming up. And I can urge you also within that self-promotion category to be sure and watch O'Neill Outside and give our new oils a try. I'm going to talk more about that. But if you'd like to join us on the show this morning, the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8. Outside the Atlanta calling area and across the country, from California to Oregon to Texas and now to Boston and covering New England, all the way up to Maine and Vermont and throughout Massachusetts. Yes, we've added that station, the SB Nation Radio Network. We have 155 stations carrying affiliates carrying the show now. And with your help and support, this is O'Neill Outside is the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. And we brag about that a lot. And when we return, I'm going to give away a Southern Grind knife. And I'll tell you about that when we get back. Every week on the radio program, like we do on television, I will give away a Southern Grind knife from Zach Brown. This week, we'll give away a Bad Monkey. And this is one of these knives you'll keep forever. And you do that by going to O'NeillOutside.com, the Southern Grind banner, and leave your comment. So this is a very, very self-serving comment. It's from Carrie Graves in Crossville, Alabama. He wants to know what makes the O'Neill Outside Real Lubes gun cleaner, gun oils, and deck cleaners different. Okay, ready? I had my opportunity to put my name on various oils and things like that for a long, long time. I didn't find any of them to be any different than what was already on the market. So I got snooty and said I'm not going to do it. This line of oils that you can get only at O'NeillOutside.com. These oils, these lubes, are biofuels. This is not petroleum. It cleans, it oils, it lubes, and it cleans the boat. And it's no petroleum product. It's a biofuel. It's made from plants. It's green energy. It gets into the close spaces of the reels and the guns. It has no static, so it doesn't collect dust. And there is no smell of it. It has no odor. And it will last you 5 times longer than conventional gun and reel lubes. Go to O'Neill Outside, and because he asked such a great question, we'll send a Southern Grind knife to Kerry Graves in Crossville, Alabama. Is that enough self-promotion, you think?
Well, I think maybe you could do better if you tried.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, first of all, let's go to, let's chat with Don. He's calling from
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
Good morning, Don.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great. How about you? How's the fishing over there?
Well, this year, a couple of years ago, the big trout came in, and it was just every time you went out, you limited out on big trout.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you go out and you catch a bunch, but okay. They're all small. Well, not all of them, but, you know, they're not as many keepers as they were.
Right.
But every time you cast, you get one. So, you know, it's like down in the Cajun country down there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
What's the limit on speckled trout off the Carolina coast?
I think it's 5.
5, okay. And down in Louisiana,
we keep enough to eat and go home, you know.
Right. They've got so many of them down in Cajun Vista country. The limit every day is 25.
Wow. That's
Imagine
unreal.
That. And everybody limits out by about 9 or 9:30 in the morning.
That's unreal.
It's unbelievable.
That's great.
So I'm glad
and
you're doing well, Don. I really do.
They got some great fishing down there. They got some great meals down there too. So
yeah, absolutely.
They know how to cook those things.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, I fished a lot off the Carolina coast. I guess I don't know how many trips we made to offshore fishing, but 7 or 8 years we fished 3 days a week. So, but I guess the most memorable trip we had.
Good.
Is we were going out one day, we were out about 25 miles, and we saw a lot of birds sitting on the water. And normally that's, you know, you don't know what that's all about. So we went over to check it out. And a container had fallen off one of the container ships. And about 6 inches of it was sticking out of the water.
Okay.
And there must have been 40 or 50 birds sitting on that thing. We'll never forget that trip because, you know, if you hit one of those things, you know, it tears the whole bottom of the boat out.
Oh, yeah, you're finished. Yeah, you better get on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, we notified the Coast Guard, and I don't know whatever happened to it, but I'm sure they did something about it. So.
How about that? I had a trip one time, and I'll entertain some other callers about this sort of thing. I was off the coast of Costa Rica, and another boat load of guys tried to board us. They came over and said, "We've got motor trouble. Can we come aboard?" No, you can't. We'll make a call on your behalf.
You know, I got a persuader here that'll keep you from doing that. So
that's exactly right. Sure enough. Glad you called, Don.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good year and love you.
You
and
bet. Gail. We will do that. You have a good weekend, my friend. There we are. And let's see if I can. You'll have to drop that call for me, Jason. And let's see. It's 17 after the hour. Let's try for Mac and see if I can get Mac on the line here. Good morning, Mac.
Good morning. Mac's on the line.
Yes, indeed. I've got computer problems here. So what's going on with you, sir?
Well, I've got a good ram fishing report for you.
Lovely. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, we worked the heater pretty hard in the old Hayes Ram this week. But other than that, it's all good. The fishing's really good. O'Neill, we had, I think a lot of people are spooked because we had high water, we had muddy water. It hasn't bothered the fish. Now, it's moved them a lot. Things have changed consistently with all species. But the striper bite's been excellent.
Wonderful.
It's been good. Downlining live baits. We've got a great umbrella bite. Stealth trolling with the little mini-max has been off the chain. And... The only thing I'd caution people, they're thinking the water's cool and you want to fish shallow. And there are some shallow fish, but there are a lot of fish still being caught on downlines, anywhere from 30 to 45 feet. So just be prepared to do that. Look, if you find the deep bait, a lot of times there'll be fish around it. and be prepared to do everything, because with the water, our water's in the 50s. Well, it was. Oh. It dropped the last couple of days, but we've had, that sounds cold, but for this date, water in the 50 degrees would be higher than normal. And
yes,
I think that's
would.
What's, yeah, it's kept the bite energized. So it dropped down to, depending on the part of the lake, it dropped down to 48 to 50 yesterday. That's still, for this time of year, a good number.
Mm-hmm.
And for you bass guys, watch on Lanier and a lot of other lakes, when they came up really fast 10 days ago when we had that big rain dump,
yes,
a lot of the bass came up with it, and they're very shallow. Yeah, a lot of fish on visible things, wood, shallow rock.
Oh, now, you mean you got a casting target?
But there's a flip side. There's always a caveat. There's always a catch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the lakes are up, you can't see a lot of it.
Oh, boy.
You go to a place and say, well, there's some rocks somewhere over there, but I can't see them because the lake's up 3 feet. Now, we're falling pretty quick now. They're starting to pull us down. But use your side image and find that shallow structure. And another anomaly, particularly on a lake like Lanier or a lot of our big, deep southern impoundments, we've got a lot of stained water, which is enhancing that shallow bite.
And oh,
you
yeah.
You can find, if you're willing to look, you can find right now in Lanier almost any watercolor you want. And you can use that to your advantage because it's not new muddy water anymore. It's moderated, and they'll use
okay.
it. Okay. So there you go. A lot of variables, but fishing's good. Just get out there and use some of those things to your advantage. You'll catch them.
Glad to hear it. You and I have a Rotary Club scheduled for this spring, don't we?
We're going to take the Mac and O'Neill Traveling Road Show to the Rotary Club. I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it'll be a hoot.
We're going to give it a try, aren't we?
We'll make it work. We're going to bring the Hayes Ranger down there and let people climb around on it.
That's right.
Just clean your feet off before you get in.
They'll be fascinated with your electronics, I can tell you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We'll let everybody see that. It'll be a big time, so come on out and enjoy. And we'll talk more about it so we can tell everybody about it. But
you bet.
More
have you got
better,
some open?
Come on.
Have you got some open days this spring?
We do. We're starting to fill up.
Okay.
March is not far off.
Okay.
But, yes, we do have some open days. So if you want to go and, you know, we got lots of good spring fishing coming up. Plenty of days stretched out over spring. And actually, it looks like we're going to have, it's hard to say, who knows what happens, but looking at the long-term weather forecast, I think we're going to have really good fishing right through the winter. I don't think our water temperature is going to bottom out to the point it's going to kill the bite.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah. Matt, great report, pal.
O'Neill, everybody be safe. Get out there on the water. It looks like a pretty good morning. Bundle up and go get them. And, we'll talk to you next week.
You're mighty fine. I'll see you soon, pal.
Thanks.
Okay, we got to get out of here. This is O'Neill. We'll talk to Mark when we get back, and then we'll have the – is it time for that? Well, we'll have something else to talk about. This is O'Neill. 25 after the hour. Welcome back to O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings. WSB and the SB Nation Radio Network, and on Facebook at O'Neill Outside. Let's get to some of the calls if we can. Mark's been holding on quite a while. Good morning, Mark. What's going on with you, sir? There he is. What do you say, my good friend?
Last week had a deer season, so you know where I'm going.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure. Did you have a good season?
Yeah, less than stellar. I've shot one old doe here in Georgia, and I shot an 8-point and two does up in Ohio.
Okay.
Not for lack of seeing deer, just seeing the deer that I wanted to shoot.
I got you. Well, you had a successful year.
Yeah, it's been a good season. I'm not complaining. As long as you're up right and you're still alive and getting to enjoy yourself, that's a key.
That's a fact. You bet.
Last time we talked, I mentioned the best time to hunt this time of year is right when the front's looming. I think this morning's going to be perfect. The deer are all over the roads right now with this front coming up. I mean, anybody's thinking about getting in the woods and fishing right here these first half of this day coming up. Barometric conditions and every angle, I think that would be a perfect day to get on the water or get out of the woods this morning.
You think this is a part of the second rut?
Yeah, it's just that front coming in.
Yeah, that just affects the deer movement. Yeah,
that's right. I've probably seen 50 deer between here. I'm in Tarleton right now, between here and my house in County. I left this morning. I bet you I've seen 50 already.
Whoa, boy. Well, you've got a good day to look forward to, and be sure and call us back and let us know what happened.
Yep. I got one other thing to tell you, too. The guy in North Carolina is talking about seeing that container out floating around.
Uh-huh.
Weirdest thing that I've ever ran up on about 8 or 9 years ago, crossing F Reef, heading offshore in January to black sea bass fish, a little choppy. I saw something black in the water in front of me. I pulled down and stopped. And I just about ran over a right whale.
A what?
A right whale.
Really?
That would ruin your morning right there. When I pulled down
Absolutely.
And swallowed back, I was in the middle of a hole. I was in the middle of a whole pod. It was 8 or 9 of them. I was smack dab in the middle of
My
it.
My goodness.
Bobbing around. Yeah, my, I mean, well, that one I almost hit was probably 40 or 50 feet long.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I've seen a whale in the water, and it's impressive.
Yep. If you get to a fish off the coast of Georgia in the wintertime, that's one of the pluses is you get a chance to see a right whale, and they are somewhat rare, but we see them in the wintertime. January and February are the best months to see them.
You bet. Yeah, from time to time, I get notices from the DNR that they are there.
Yeah, we see them. I usually see one or two of them every winter.
Yep. Good luck to you, Mark. Call us next week, pal.
Have a good weekend.
You too. You bet. See you soon, my good friend. There you go. Always like to hear from Mark. Okay, let's see. It's 28 after the hour. Let's talk to Hank, the Yank. What do you say now?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How about you?
Well, good. I'm doing great, man. Hey, you know, I hadn't heard from Don from Ocean Isle in so long. I got news, Don, if you're listening. I'm gonna be down on the 23rd and 24th of February, a Friday, Saturday, at the Cape Lookout Fly Fishers Club. I'm coming down there to do a demonstration of a tying seminar as well as freshwater striper presentation to that club. So I'm gonna be in his backyard.
I thought about you this week, Henry, because I was at on the Soqui.
Oh, you were up at Abby's place.
I was up at Abby's place, and
did she cook anything good for you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Gourmet meals, and we probably caught at least a dozen rainbows between 22 and 26 inches.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable up there. That
yes,
pay and play stuff. Yeah,
yes,
there's
it
a
is.
Lot of those up there. She's got one of the nicer stretches of the Soqui, but there's a whole bunch of that up there in North Georgia. Just got some ridiculous trout fishing.
You betcha. The Blackhawk has 2 miles of river.
That's right.
You bet.
That's right. Yep. Well, let me tell you what's going on real quick. Our linear bite has been just off the chain. You know, the water is still pretty dirty up north, but you can find some pockets. And some of the creeks in the south, remember the old going to the back of a cove where there's a creek coming in and all the bait? And remember that was what you and I did back in February of 2000.
I couldn't forget.
Yeah, that's nearly 20 years ago. Well, you know, the old adage of the fish keep doing what they're supposed to do every year is happening. I was out yesterday. We had a client in the boat. We had 10 stripers on the fly up to probably close to 12 pounds. It was just a marvelous day.
We
had some fish rolling. It was just a lot of fish on the fish finder. It was just a fabulous day. And the winter bite continues to be good. We're just getting ready. And what's interesting is the fish are just eating like crazy, these little 1.5 to 2 inch long threadfin shad. And if you match the hatch, it's really easy. It's not a hard bite to be able to catch these things. We're just having a fabulous, as tough as the fall was, that when you and I talked, you know, prior to Christmas, and you said, how has your fall been? And I said, it's been lousy because of the weather. The winter bite since Christmas has been just off the charts for the last, well, but even more, a little longer than that, but probably for the last 4 weeks, we've had just fantastic fishing.
That's great. Good to hear.
And that's it. Other than that, we have, I'm getting ready, you know, I'm guiding next week a little bit, and then I'm done probably until around the middle of February because we're in show season now. You know, we have the big fly show in New Jersey the end of January, and then the Friday and Saturday before the Super Bowl, Feb 1 and 2, we have the Atlanta Fly Fishing Show. So that'll make its way back to Georgia again, and that's a great show, and I hope some of our listeners out there that have any interest in learning about fly fishing It's the perfect show to come out to at the Infinity Energy Center over in Gwinnett.
Okay.
And that's what's happening. Otherwise,
good. Well, that's a lot.
It's a lot. That's all you need to know. And if you're going to trout fish, O'Neill, just so you know, you can trout fish they just stocked Pace's Mill down at Cobb 41 where you and I went a few years ago, and so you know that thing is absolutely loaded to the gills with trout right now. They put in a couple thousand trout down there on Monday. So Pace's Mill at Cobb 41 in Atlanta, it's all catch and release, but that is going to be that's going to be the place to go right now. And I spoke to the boys down at the Fishhawk, and they just said guys are catching the snot out of them.
You love that, don't you, Henry?
I do love that.
Oh, boy. All right, well, that's wonderful. What a great report.
Yep.
And I'm glad fishing's good for you.
Yeah, fishing is just great. We're pretty much booked for March already. We're taking trips for April. February's gone. March is probably gone. I might have a day open in March. Other than that, we're booking April and May right now. It's that busy.
Good for you. Catching them on the fly, man. You brought it to town.
It's a good bite.
You brought it to town, my friend.
All right. Well, listen, you guys have a great weekend. And
we will do that.
If any of your listeners out there have any sympathy for a New Yorker, root for anybody but Dallas and Philadelphia this weekend.
Okay.
And see ya.
Anybody but. See you later, pal.
Anybody but.
Yeah, all right, man. There you go. All right, now, but I'm going to hold Mark into the next break. Let's talk now to Mike calling from Stone Mountain. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, O'Neill. Kind of off the subject a little bit this morning.
It's okay.
You know, I'm an NRA activist, and I hate to ruin a good talk about fishing and hunting this morning with politics, but I have a warning for all sportsmen that, you know, we tend to blow off news about snowflake student groups coming up with stuff and protesting. But I got something across my news feed on Google this morning about a student group in Oregon has introduced a bill, Senate Bill 501 in Oregon State Senate, that would require permits to buy a firearm, limit the amount of ammunition that you would have, require that the gun be locked up and stored in specific ways. And I read a lot on Democrat activist websites, and this is what they would call a good first step.
Yeah, of course, that's the way that
you know these students have been raised, you know, under government tutelage to think that the government's the answer to all their problems. Global warming's real. Animal rights. You know, animals have more rights than humans. You know, that's just a little bit of what they're being taught, and if hunters and fishermen don't think that they'll come after those rights after they take the guns away.
Oh, sure, they will.
They're kidding themselves.
That's exactly right. And, well, it's Oregon, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be challenged in the federal court, but as fast as things are moving now in politics, you know, Trump just kind of pushes stuff through when he wants something done. Obama did it. I fear for the next time that the left gets control of the House, Senate, and the presidency.
Yes, thank goodness for the NRA.
Well, the NRA, I'm a little frustrated with them. I support GeorgiaCarry.org and Gun Owners of America also. The NRA is just better known.
Yes.
Good
call, man, my friend.
Out there.
It's a great reminder. Sir. We should have more reminders on that subject. I got to go right now. Thanks. Hey, have a good weekend here, and thanks for the call.
You too. Yeah, we can't give up because they won't.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Okay, we got to get out of here. Then we'll have the Medal of Honor tribute, and then I'll talk to Mark Sharp. So you guys stay right there.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Private First Class Ralph Diss, Marine Corps, Vietnam, November 1969. Private Diss was in a reaction force and he was pinned down by enemy fire. Observing that both units were sustaining casualties, he initiated an aggressive assault against the enemy machine gun bunker. Severely wounded by enemy snipers while charging across the open area, he pulled himself to the shelter of a nearby rock. Braving enemy fire for a second time, Diaz was again shot. Now unable to walk, he crawled 15 yards, repeatedly exposing himself, and threw several hand grenades at the machine gun emplacement. Still determined to destroy the enemy, Private Diaz again moved into the open and was wounded a third time by sniper fire. As he threw his last grenade, he killed the enemy, but he was shot dead. Diaz's courage, dynamic initiative, and selflessness, devotion to duty, upheld the highest traditions of the Marine Corps and the U.S. Naval Service. He gallantly gave his life in the service to his country. Private First Class Ralph Diss, Vietnam, 1969.
It's a good-looking boy, too.
Pardon?
He was a good-looking boy, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And there were boys fighting.
Yeah, he was probably 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk to Mark. He's got some news for us this morning at 42 after the hour. Good morning, Mark. What's going on with you, sir? Tell me about it.
Oh, good morning, Big O. We're up here at Unicoi State Park up here this morning for the Unicoi Custom Call Maker Show, and got up here Wednesday night. Got everything set up Thursday. Doors to the show opened yesterday morning at 9 o'clock. Man, we had a good crowd come through. Lots of fine calls, turkey calls, owl hooters, crow calls. Lady bought a bunch of custom call bags there that she made, and she's already sold out of those. She's having to resort to taking orders on those things there this morning. And, you know, O'Neill, I sat up there keeping the doors open Thursday night till about midnight, letting those guys set up and all. And it was just like a big family reunion, you know, people seeing people that they hadn't seen since last year this time, just a lot of good brotherhood and camaraderie and all, you know. It's been an excellent show so far. We're looking for a good crowd today.
Okay, well, let me interrupt you there by telling now. Let me, where is the show? Let everybody know where it is.
We're here at the Unicoi State Park and Lodge in Helen, Georgia, up here.
Okay, and you'll be there. You'll be there through this evening or tomorrow also?
No, just through this afternoon. We shut the show down at 5, open the doors at 9 to the public, shut them
down
at 5.
How much does it cost? How much does it cost?
The admission's free. Just come on up and enjoy. Walk around, talk to the call makers. Go back behind their table, you know. Go back there. They'll take the time to talk with you, show you and help you anything that they can there. Like I said, that's what makes this show unique, is it's so friendly. Guys will take their time to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, I have another question now. Are these the same kind of calls that you would see at Bass Pro Shop or Walmart or Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah. No, sir, they're not. These calls are made one at a time, nothing mass produced.
Okay. This
you
is
know,
a custom deal
call maker
here, huh?
Can't keep up with the orders like that. So, you know, he's building them one at a time.
Okay. Custom calls.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
have you
sir.
Got plenty of them? I don't want people driving up there and not being able to see anything. Have you got a lot of stuff?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of stuff there. People, you know, start getting ready for this show. A lot of them as soon as we leave from here. You know, they've got a good inventory of stuff, other than the lady with the bags, but yet she's still got lots of other stuff. She's got, box call pouches, holsters, pot call pouches, striker roll-ups, trumpet call roll-ups. And, you know, we got Mr. Prophet there with his book.
Tell us who else is going to be there that the audience would be interested in talking with.
Well, we've got a seminar this morning with Larry Prophet. Larry is a well-known turkey hunter. He's got numerous grand slams and world slams, and he's going to be doing a seminar at 10 a.m. this morning down in the fireside room, which is on the second floor down there. Last night we had a roundtable discussion on pot calls. I think we had 8 guys on there, and we recorded that. And, you know, a little later on, we'll have that DVD available to anybody that wants one, you know.
Okay.
They just need to call my number, and, you know, we'll get it out to them. It may take my wife a little bit to get it all put together and all, but she's taking an interest in doing that stuff. So, you know, we had that show probably lasted an hour, a little over an hour last night on the pot calls. It's kind of a question and answer deal.
This is a wonderful thing that this is very, very special. I want everybody to know that this Unicoi Call Makers show at Unicoi State Park is a very, very special show. It only happens once a year. And once you go there today, you will be waiting for the next time. It's really special. And I want everybody to know that. And I hope you just get covered up and everybody sells out.
Well, that's what we're hoping for, too, O'Neill. And I'll tell you, I have to give a plug for the staff at Unicoi. They have been super to work with this year. You know, they're constantly coming by wanting to know if we need anything, everything okay. You know, and it's just been a pleasure to work with this bunch up here. They've set us up a full-time coffee deal outside, so for the coffee drinkers, you know, and it being cool weather and all like this, the temperature's down, but it's pleasurable in that room, you know, but they have that. Anybody wants a cup of coffee, just go by there and get them that free cup of coffee and, you know, come on and visit with us, bring your wallets with you, and buy turkey calls.
There you go.
There's a turkey call there that I don't think there's a turkey call made that you will not find at this show.
Well, these are collector's items.
Right. Well, they're not only collector's items. Some guys do have some, but like I said last week, most of the guys that Bill calls, what they want is their call out there in the field. You know, they love seeing a picture with a turkey there that someone has used their call to call in and kill that big gobbler with.
You bet.
You know, that's the highlight. That's the driving force behind building these turkey calls.
I'm really proud that you guys included O'Neill in the promotion, and I hope it's turned out for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've had a good show so far, and like I said, we're looking for another jam-up show today. So, you know, everybody just needs to come on out and visit with us. Come on back and visit with the call makers, you know, ask them questions. They'll be more than happy to answer any question that you have. Be happy to sell you a turkey call, you know. Like I said, this is just a big brotherhood amongst friends and all. And I'll tell you, like I said, we get to see people that we don't get to see but about once a year. You know, it's one thing to talk to a man on the phone, but it's something else to shake his hand, you know, and just interact with him on a personal basis there.
Mark, good luck to you, pal.
Thanks, Big O.
I know you're going to have a great show.
We're looking forward to it.
You bet. Be safe, my good friend.
Yes, sir. You take care.
You bet. See you soon, I hope.
Right.
There you are.
Bye-bye.
4:49 after the hour. This is O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings on WSB and the Sports Broadcast Radio Network. It's 50 after the hour now. So anything going on Facebook, darling?
Yes. Do you have a date for the Cajun Vista trip?
I believe it's October the 14th.
Okay.
We'll be going back to Cajun Vista. We go there in October, and I believe it's October the 14th. If that's a Thursday of that week, we'll be there from the 14th to the 21st. And if you'd like to go, then we'll be getting more information out about that. I know the Southern Zach Brown and the Southern Grind Knife Boys, they're going to bring about 20 people for that trip. And O'Neill will have about 20. And it's if you want to be a part of it, then you need to go get to O'Neill Outside through the Southern Grind guest book at O'NeillOutside.com and order some oil. You have listen. You're going to have to try these O'Neill Outside biofuel green energy lubes and oils and cleaners. You're going, once you start using these oils, you won't use the other oils. I guarantee it. This stuff is really special. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Special welcome to our the new affiliate in Boston, where you park the car in the yard, I guess. That's a southern version of that. W-E-E-I in Boston, carrying the O'Neill Outside show up into Maine and Vermont and throughout New England, and we're proud of that.
That I got tickled when we were waiting on I just repeated what Jason said.
Oh, okay.
We were Jane and Steve were up, our friends Jane and Steve were up visiting, and he's been in the South now for close to 40 years, mm-hmm. and he was born and raised in Boston, but it still comes through every
once
in a while. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love his accent.
We need to get quickly. I've got time. I got about a minute and a half on line one, and who is this we're talking to on the show now? Is this Wade? Good morning,
yes,
Wade.
Sir. How you doing, O'Neill?
Good, good. Glad to hear from you. Sorry to have it so short, but welcome to the show.
It's my birthday. I got to get up a little early up here in Kentucky to listen to you.
You bet.
I had to call Jason and put me on hold so I can talk to you.
Okay.
Going fishing. Hallelujah. Well, if it quits snowing, we got about 3 inches right here.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
they're predicting up to 8.
Oh, man. Well,
Gary went to St. Louis to check on his mom and dad, and they had like 10 inches last night at 10 o'clock when he called to check in.
Well, are you catching him up there when you go?
Yeah. He's a pay lake right down here around our road. I'm not going to Barron Lake. I'm going to this pay lake down here.
Good.
I just called this my birthday. It's the only reason I'm going.
Okay. There you are. You owe it to yourself, big guy.
The big 5'4".
Oh, look out.
Nickel.
Oh, yeah. You're on your way.
I hate I missed the show, O'Neill. We've been back and forth from Georgia to Florida.
Yeah.
To St. Louis the last couple of weeks. I hadn't been able to call in.
Well, we've missed you, but be sure and call next week. I got to go right now, pal.
All right, buddy, have a good time. I wish all my buddies down there in Georgia a happy day. I'm going to have a good birthday.
I know you will.
If I decide to, depends on what the roads are like. If I don't get to the end of the road, I'm going to turn around and come home.
Good. That's a sensible thing to do. I got to go, pal.
All right,
Jason, you drop. Thanks for calling, Wade.
News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
I'm sorry, it helps to turn on the microphone, doesn't it? Good morning, Mike Hayes.
Good morning, Woman Williams.
I have to keep my microphone off because people can hear me typing, and then I forget to turn it on.
That's okay. It's, you know how early it is.
That's right. I got to thinking, I was very impressed with the number of rams you told me that you sold in December. So I did the math on that, and that's 2.3 rams a day that you sold. How do you sell a third of a car?
Down payment's tough sometimes. You know how that goes.
I'm sure. I'm sorry. I just had to do that to you.
But how's business? Darling.
I know. I can't help it. How's business?
Oh, business is great. Great. In January is usually our slow month after the big December we always have.
Uh-huh.
But January's actually took off pretty well, so I can't complain at this point.
Wonderful.
So we were looking at the numbers yesterday, and we are up in sales 10% over last year, over the year before, I'm sorry, over the year before. So that ain't bad. You pick up some more sales, and you know what's doing it for us too, don't you?
Of course, it's me.
Yeah, that's right. Without Gail, we couldn't make it happen.
I know. I don't know how you ever had it without me. And also, let's talk about the hats, and they are at the O'Neill Outside Hats are at the Lawrenceville store, right?
Lawrenceville store, yep.
Okay. And all they have to do is come in and
one
answer.
One guy called in from Roswell and drive down and get one, so that's pretty darn good.
You bet it is. Well, all right. Well, we'll make sure that you have plenty on there and come in, and you don't have to make a purchase. All you have to do is ask for one, but it wouldn't be bad
just to ask for one. That's all you got to do.
Okay. Mike, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. See y'all later. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
O'Neill here for the Governor's Gun Club in Powder Springs and Kennesaw. And boy, have they ever done it again. You have to check out their new virtual training systems. Listen, including a virtual range add-on where you can take on a variety of scenarios, including moving targets, hunting simulations, and judgment calls using real guns and live rounds. This is the ultimate live fire experience. And did I mention they have the nation's premier indoor shotgun field. Indoors, did you hear me? You can shoot trap no matter what the weather is like outside. Between the awesome ranges, indoor archery, and massive retail sales floor, and their private members lounge featuring one of the best restaurants in Atlanta, they have it all. There may be other shooting ranges out there, but nothing compares to the Governor's Gun Club. It's open to the public. Give it a shot.
Gail and I are going to go to the Governor's Gun Club this week, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
For the indoor range and the pistol range. And Gail needs to be more familiar with the handling of her handguns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the place to do it.
I want to know more about bullets and ammunition.
Calibers and gauges. Yeah,
exactly. But we've been watching too many forensic files.
Yeah. That's right.
And it got me thinking, you know, and that's a good place
and
to find out.
We'll go down there on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week to the Governor's Gun Club.
Okay.
And
I can take all my guns.
You can take your guns.
All
and
of them?
I would imagine probably I would not. My guess is a good one that we'll go down there around late afternoon, because that the restaurant at the Governor's Gun Club, they cook all on big green eggs.
Oh, is that? Are you asking me for a date?
Yes,
I accept.
Okay, yeah, we'll stop for dinner at the Governor's Gun Club where they cook on all everything's cooked on a big green egg.
That's fabulous. That, I didn't
listen
not
to
know
this.
That.
How strange this sounds. One of the finest restaurants in the county is at the Governor's Gun Club.
Really?
Yes.
And nobody
knows
that.
It's nominated for one of the best restaurants in the county.
What's the name of it?
The Governor's Gun Club.
That is...
It's called the High Brass Round. I've forgotten. High Brass. Yeah, something like that. So
you need to find out.
Well, my memory is, you know, what's your name? Again,
I'll just knock you upside the head with this cup over here, and you'll remember.
Yeah, I'll understand later. So,
that's right.
Many thanks to Karen and Brian Green, Jason Byers, the folks at the SB Nation. We've expanded the program up to like 155 SB Nation stations, and the new station this week is WEEI in Boston. Boston. And we're proud of that. So we got to go now. You just keep this in mind. Oh, if you're too busy to go fishing and take a kid along hunting too, then you're too busy. Make it a point to take a kid hunting and fishing. And we'll see you next week.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.